Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at Avengers Podcast, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us wherever podcasts are available and at AvengersPodcast.com, where you can find a little bit more about us, and you can find our merch, where we have stickers, hats, mugs, t-shirts, and hoodies, all that and more. Check it out and show your Avengers fandom today at AvengersPodcast.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available on our Patreon. We have $1, $3, $5, and $10 tiers available. Check it out today for shoutouts, access to our Discord, Minecraft server, watch parties, and exclusive episodes not found anywhere else. The quickest way to support us, guys, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. Hey, even ad-free content. Oh, I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do it alone. Clinton, what's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Emmy, eating Cheetos with chopsticks in the
pre-show. Not chopsticks, drink stirs.
Drink stirs.
I didn't notice that. I thought they were real chopsticks. Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling Cheetotastic.
Oh, that's wonderful. Guys, we are here.
That was cheesy.
Guys, we have a... Hey, speaking of, we have a new patron. Richard Humphrey. Richard, thank you so much. I got that alert last night near midnight my time, and I'm just so happy. Thank you so much for joining the Patreon.
Thank you. I'm so happy. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it, man. So, guys, we're here reviewing She-Hulk. She-Hulk Episode 1. If you have not watched it, just want to give you a spoiler alert ahead. Do not listen anymore if you have not watched She-Hulk Episode 1. Just giving you a fair warning. It is going to get spoiled up right now. It's Episode 1, A Normal Amount of Rage. A normal amount of rage. So please don't listen any further if you have not watched. Okay, we're in the safe zone now. All right, we can spoil the shit out of this. Guys, it's here. And we probably talked more shit about this show before it came out. Excuse me, Clinton.
I did not.
Oh, shut up. You totally did. So, Clinton, Emmy, She-Hulk is here, and I am excited to review this one. I'm really excited. And I'm going to start with my thoughts first because I really, really enjoyed this episode. I thought Jennifer Walters is a very fun character to immediately like. I don't know. She was really witty. She felt like a friend, especially some of the conversations about Mr. Rogers. And I'm not talking about Fred, Captain Rogers himself. It was really, really entertaining. I was shocked how quick this episode went. And I like when Marvel does the 9 episodes as opposed to the 6, because I feel like it flows a lot quicker. It's like when the credits came, I was like, oh shit. Okay, and that's a good show to me. Like, when I'm just stunned that it's over, I know I've enjoyed it. And I really, really enjoyed kind of like Hulk kind of getting one-upped every chance, you know, like, well, I wrote this whole syllabus on what it's like to be a Hulk and through years and years of research, and she just breaks the mold, and it's really, really cool. The fourth wall breaking is also very, very enjoyable. Guys, She-Hulk Attorney at Law. One episode in, I am pumped for episode 2. I'm really, really enjoying this. So, you guys, your poker faces, fuck you both. God, if you could just stab me with a dagger, I wouldn't know if you would be remorseful.
Love that.
So, I want to start with Emmy. Emmy, She-Hulk Attorney at Law. What did you think starting out with the series?
This was so awesome.
Oh, love it.
So much fun. I thought it was funny. I thought it brought up some fantastic, I mean, you guys know my thoughts on feminism and women's place in the world, and it brought up those themes, and they were like funny but like serious, and it was so good. I really enjoyed it, and I was able to look past some of the shitty CGI. It wasn't as bad as I expected, but it was still not great. It wasn't perfect, but I enjoyed it so much more than the CGI lacked.
Okay. Well said. All right. So the CGI didn't take you out as much as you thought it would. Is that a fair statement? because you were enjoying it so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, Clinton, round it off, Mr. Poker. Both of you guys were amazing poker faces. Clinton, what did you, this man has been very outspoken about She-Hulk before we ever hit the record button. So let's hear what you got to say, man.
I didn't watch it. I was just hoping y'all had something.
Clinton, you're off the podcast. Kind of
catch me up.
You're off the podcast. You're done. Leave.
I didn't think it'd be worth watching. Was it good?
Lee, did you not just listen to anything we just said? Even your listening skills.
I zoned out because we're talking about She-Hulk.
Clinton, what did you think of She-Hulk?
I zoned out watching the episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. There's people zoning out now.
Yeah.
There's probably an ad there.
Yeah. If we're lucky. If we're
like, where's the longest pause?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually surprised how much I enjoyed this. Okay. Yeah, I liked it for the most part. It actually genuinely made me laugh because I felt like the comedy in this was not, it didn't feel forced. It felt genuine. Mm-hmm. Like she just is a sarcastic person. And I love that. So I'm falling in love with the character of Jennifer Walters, and Tatiana Maslany is killing that role.
She's like wonderful.
She's just nailing it.
Wonderful.
CGI lacked a little bit for me, obviously. I will say it is better than when it first premiered in the trailer. Yes. Way better.
Yes.
I think the worst parts of the CGI are when she's in the light as She-Hulk.
I think sometimes the worst CGI is her eyes. Like it feels like sometimes
her mouth.
Her mouth? Really? Okay. But
it's in the bright scenes. When she's She-Hulk and it's darker, it works better for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I think we're so used to I think we talked about it before too, with the Hulk, for one, they've had him mastered for years, but he's got some like scruff to his face and stuff. And like, there's like some like details in his skin. Hers, it just looks very smooth. Mm-hmm. You know, like your grandmother that puts a picture up on Facebook and, you know, she's 95, but she looks like her skin is like,
you know, she filtered that shit 15 times before hitting post.
So like when I see her, it just looks like smooth greenness. So it don't translate to realistic that well.
I think that's a really good point because I think that's part of it.
Yeah, that is for me, but I'm with Emmy. It didn't really take me out enough because I was so invested in her and her portrayal and her sarcasm with Bruce, their banter together. Mm-hmm. Their Bruce.
Their banter.
Their banter together.
Boom, ching.
Oh, sorry. There you go.
No, I enjoyed it overall. There's a couple of nitpicks I have, but for the most part, I was there. And it went fast, like Brandon said. So, and I love the fourth wall breaking from the jump. Mm-hmm. Makes me happy.
Yes.
From the Clinton jump?
Lawyer show. Lawyer I love show. When she walks through the door, walks out and goes, lawyer show.
It's so good. You can tell she wants it to be a lawyer show. She wants it to be about her. Like, she doesn't want it to be a superhero show. And I like that we get to hear from the character with it. You know, like, it's interesting. And I think
it didn't feel cheesy.
No, it did not. No, it didn't.
And Marvel has a reputation of having that sometimes where it feels like, well, you know, Thor, Love, and Thunder, that was a fucking train wreck.
Hey, some of us like that movie.
Oh, well, yeah. The minor few of you.
Two out of three of this podcast.
This felt authentic humor. Mm-hmm. I think it made it more believable, too, because it is her cousin. So, like, they have that family dynamic. So, they go right back and forth with each other.
God, and the chemistry between Tatiana and Mark Ruffalo is insanely good. They feel like brother-sister. It's so great.
I will say one nitpick was I think that some of the cheesiness that I did feel was from the Hulk lines. Like the lines that the Hulk has, some of them were a little bit too cheesy.
Such as?
Yeah.
Elaborate. Who's your best friend? Spandex. Spandex is your best friend.
Yeah.
Funny, but cheesy, I think.
I just love when she was like.
He's just a little bit
cheesy. She was like, Nikki.
I love when she was like, Nikki. And she says it was. That's what made it funny to me was
that's
her.
That's what made it funny to me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. I think I was offset because of her in a good way. You know what I mean?
Am I the only one, before we start, there's the one scene when he's first teaching her, right? When they're in the lab at the island. And I feel like he's yelling the whole time. Like, he's just talking really loud. And I'm like, what is he? Why is he talking so loud? Did they mess up the audio here or something? It just seems like he's just.
Yeah. There was a point when I was like, why does he sound so weird? Yeah, but it wasn't, like, I think it was like a voice inflection thing or an acting choice, maybe.
It was their first interaction in the lab.
As Hulks. Well, as him as Hulk.
Yeah, as Hulks. When she comes out and she's like, got control.
I think he was just like, more
why
like
is he yelling.
I don't know. I feel like it was more like he was, oh God, you know, I don't know. I didn't take it anywhere.
But it went on weird. Like, I don't know. It just felt weird. Anyway.
But hey, either way, let's jump into Rotten Tomatoes. Let's jump into IMDb. Let's do all our fun things. Speaking of which, IMDb, I am not going to go on a rant. I've already gone on a rant plenty. If you want to listen to Ms. Marvel or Captain Marvel reviews, anyway.
A couple of Ms. Marvel. Sorry, you said that.
I will just say, I will just say this right now. 30-year-old men or whoever, I don't care what age you are. I don't care what gender you are. If you're review bombing something before you've ever even seen it, fuck right off. That's all I'm going to say. Watch it, form an opinion, hey, I don't like the plot. It's not that good. I didn't think the humor is that great. That's fine. Being an asshole and a dick, seriously, get a damn life. I don't give a shit about you. And you really are kind of the worst, really. And I hope your life gets better. When that is something you take fun and solace in, man, what a fucking horrible life you live. Seriously. Like, I just feel bad for you. So, fuck right off. I don't care for you. Anyway, let's listen to Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb, Emmy. Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
I don't like people that just hate for no fucking reason. Hate for nothing. I hate that.
For nothing.
Yeah. It's
no, just because she's got a vagina.
She got a vagina and she's a strong woman.
She has a vagina.
That's true.
That is true.
Is it green?
She presents herself as though she has a vagina.
Yeah, Brandon. Every part of her turns Hulk except her vagina just stays the color of her normal skin.
I just never thought of a green vagina before.
A vagina.
Oh, green vagina.
That means gross vagina.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, green vagina. Oh my gosh. All right. Sorry, Amy. Go for it.
I want you guys to guess since this is the first episode.
I'm going to say 90%. I give it a solid 9 out of 10. So I'm going to go Rotten Tomatoes as well.
Clinton, you want to guess?
You act like there's someone else after, like there's another person on the podcast.
I don't know. 89.
Holy shit.
No. Did he get it right?
89%.
Damn it!
Is it really?
When you first Google it, it says 92, though.
Oh,
I don't know how or why.
Oh.
So critics gave it an 89%.
Great audiences scores.
Gave it a 67%.
Those are the review bombers.
I really
double bird to y'all.
Fuck off. Fuck right off.
Well, no, I don't think that's not. This is Rotten Tomatoes. This
IMDb. Is not it's the IMDb. Same people can get on Rotten Tomatoes and do the exact same thing. They're
that
not going to go
as for Ms. Marvel as well.
Yeah, they're not going to go, oh, this is Rotten Tomatoes. We can't go here, guys. Like, they're waiting, and then Rotten Tomatoes opens the floodgates when the show is actually out, and then they review bomb it.
I need
as
to
well.
Go read some of these reviews from the audience, because if these people haven't seen it, what are they writing?
Yeah.
I was going to, but I didn't have enough time before.
Because you have to write the reason.
So I'm going to take any user scores with a very big grain of salt. Shout out, Bobby.
Yes. IMDb. And you all who gave it this score, that bitch, 5.8.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
But Google users, 80% of Google users like this, and it should be probably a little bit higher.
I think it should be.
Yeah, higher. But it's still at least Google out here leading the charge.
I was about to say at least Google showing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it did have a working title. It was produced under both Libra and Clover.
Oh.
And I get Clover because it's green. Couldn't figure out Libra. Oh, it's the scales of justice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was going to say balance. Yeah, I love
it.
Awesome. All right,
I think it's because of scales of justice.
Well done, Clinton. Good job.
Yeah,
dude.
I just put that together.
God, you're so smart.
You really
Thanks,
are.
Guys. I know. I hate having to carry this podcast every week, but I show up.
You know, I am so happy you carry us. I really am.
Yeah, your back must be really sore.
Yeah. In my ass.
He takes it and he carries it.
Because I get fucked. You know what I mean? On here.
All right. We'll talk about Clinton's HR issues after the show.
His violations.
All right. So we see her right at the beginning of the show. She-Hulk, and we already talked about the title. It was, what was it again? I've already lost my mind.
She-Hulk, attorney at law.
No.
A normal amount of rage.
That's it, Emmy. Yes, a normal amount of rage. Yeah, Clinton carrying that show in the ass right there.
What is the title of this show?
Yeah. So we're seeing her talk straight to the camera as soon as we start talking about not held accountable power. Show them where they will be held accountable. Those who have the most power have the most to answer for. And it's a really good moment. And she's talking to her friend Nikki, the paralegal, and she's also talking to another attorney. I don't even remember his name. And, give the savage Jen Walters look. I don't know. I have a savage. And she's like, yeah, that's it. I don't know. Just a very encouraging friend. You want Nikki on your side. Nikki, I'm team Nikki already. She's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm more Nikki than Cardi.
Okay.
More Cardi than Nikki. Fight me.
Ooh, I am, because I'm all about that.
Oh, no, I'm Lizzo. Sorry.
I'm all about that bass. I'm going to go Nikki.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I like her line, what is the responsibility of those in power? Because with great power comes great responsibility.
Oh.
100%. That was a callback to that.
Well said.
While she's doing... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I agree with that.
I didn't know this was... Go ahead.
You didn't know this is what?
Come on, Clint.
No, go ahead.
Fact.
Ad break right there.
On the shelf, she has a book about badass women. She has an RBG bobblehead, and she has a sign that says, I'm not arguing, I'm explaining why I'm right. And then she also has a mug that says, see you later, litigator.
Ah.
It has a little alligator underneath of it. And I feel like alligators are kind of becoming a little bit of a theme.
I like it. I like
Is this a Loki callback too?
Loki and Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Clinton, you fucking hater. Yeah.
You also, so I watched this. I started watching it during my lunch break, which wasn't very long because I had to go to a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. And so I didn't catch this on the first one, but the guy is talking the entire time that she's giving this speech, trying to give her notes.
Oh, and I didn't catch that.
One of the notes that he says is more smile.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Jennifer Walters is your spirit animal, Amy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm loving it so far.
I'm a big Jennifer Walters fan. And I love that they, hey, if things get crazy, Nikki says, you can always Hulk out. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. They're already. And she goes, yeah, about that. It's true. I am a Hulk. Let me get you up to speed. A few months ago, I was on a road trip with Bruce. So, boom, we're already just like, I liked
it. And I really appreciated this for the show.
Yes.
I didn't want it to be a whole build-up origin story. I wanted it to, I like that we jumped right in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be this episode. It's done. Yeah.
Right.
And so I really appreciated that.
And I don't think that we're going to see Bruce again.
I think we will. Because he says, call me if you need me. I think he's going to come back. But I think he's like
not a lot.
But he's not a lot.
Correct. Yeah. This is going to be her show. But I definitely think we will see something with him. But I think Walters is going to hold her own.
And we got a lot of dots connected with the question marks we had with Bruce in this episode.
Yes.
With why he in the post-credit scene had that thing on his wrist and the sling and he was human. We got the answer to that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We got the answer to what he was doing. Like
during the blip,
we got a lot of answers to things.
Mm-hmm.
I love how Marvel pays things off in future content. It's so nice.
And when I watched it at school, I only got like, oh, that he, whatever his answer was to how, what have you been up to? And she's like, that's like the longest answer I've ever heard.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, like they're just going to leave it there. Fuck. Like that sucks. Like,
no,
that's not an answer at all, but they didn't. So when I got home and rewatched it, I was like, hell yes. Like this is what we needed.
Well
said. So they did right by me. And just since we're on the topic of doing right, the fact that they address the whole Nat lullaby thing and he said something like, yeah, no, that's all the explanation I got. Like,
yeah.
And like poking fun at themselves. Like I enjoyed that
Age of Ultron callback where he even talks about like being hit by a robot and then lullabies. Yeah. There's a couple Age of Ultron references, and I enjoyed that a lot as well. There, the callbacks for Hulk, especially because Hulk has never had his own movie since he's been Mark Ruffalo. You know what I mean? So, like, they filled in a lot of these gaps that we don't get through an actual movie. And it's just well done. Marvel Studios, well done. Because it never felt, to me, forced. It felt like, hey, just two cousins hanging out and figuring things out together. So, obviously, we see the road trip between her and her cousin Bruce. We obviously established this is a cousin that she's related to. Cheeto, Chopsticks, Genius. There's also Ched.
Callback. Cheeto. That's not a callback. I feel like they're mimicking... The Cheetos with the chopsticks is an Instagram picture of Oscar Isaac from, I think, 2016.
Oh, wow. And it went
viral recently. I think around the time Moon Knight was out, there was a picture of him eating Cheetos with chopsticks. And I feel like that's where they're winking at here. Oh, nice. I could be wrong, but
that's awesome.
I've never thought of that until I saw that
picture. I love that. I didn't know that either.
Okay. I have a story. I have a student story, but it's not my story. It was told to me by one of the teachers that I student taught with.
Okay.
And I this is probably one of my favorite student stories. So this teacher taught in a like a CDC classroom, so like severely autistic or severely disabled classroom. Mm-hmm. And this kid had autism, and he would eat Cheetos. He loved Cheetos, but then as soon as his fingers had Cheeto dust all over them, or Cheeto. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Riveting.
Once they had Cheeto dust all over it, right. He would go and wash his hands continuously until the end of the school day. And so they called the mom and they were like, listen, you can't let him have Cheetos at lunch anymore because the rest of his day, he won't do any work. Like, he's just in the bathroom washing his hands compulsively. And so mom was like, yeah, fine. That's cool. And so the school had to call home and the mom answered and was like, I'm so sorry. I was running late this morning. He packed his own lunch. Did he pack Cheetos? I'm sorry. It won't happen again. And the school was like, no, I mean, he did pack Cheetos. That was an issue, but it was the Miller Lite. He packed himself as a drink. Oh, no. That we're concerned about.
Yeah. That's a little bit more priority than the Cheetos. That is great.
Yeah.
Oh man, love it, love it. So
I hate getting Cheeto dust on my fingers. Like, this is, I'm gonna start doing this.
And it always does. I've even tried to be careful before, and it's always like, son of a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I always get it. So anyway, so
the bad CGI also. The bad CGI is the Cheetos when the car flips and the Cheetos are flying in the car. That was the worst, in my opinion.
Cheetos.
The bag in the actual individual Cheetos.
I hope we're the only podcast review ever out there for She-Hulk that's talking about bad CGI, and our number one complaint is the Cheetos in the car wreck. That's where we draw the line, damn it. We know how Cheetos fall. Emmy's been in a car wreck or two with Cheetos involved. She knows how that shit works.
Just throw some fucking Cheetos in there. Why was it CGI at all?
That's very true.
I don't understand.
It's like everything has to be CGI today. There's also Ched. She talks about, who's Ched? Am I missing something?
She talks about who?
Bruce Banner talks about Cheeto chopsticks. I'm not the only genius in the family. There's also Ched is Bruce Banner's response.
I think they're just saying like a family member that's smart. Family member, think it's supposed to be anyone.
I didn't know if that was a comic book callback or not. I was curious.
Oh, if it is, I've missed it because wasn't a big Hulk fan.
Oh, okay. Well, if you know who that is, let us know. But she talks about Steve Rogers being a virgin, and it's a really funny conversation. It's like, so he's been pretty big. What she's forgetting though is, yeah, you're in battle, but it's not like he's just caught. Like, he has some downtime. Yeah, he has some
downtime. Yes. And some uptime.
Spoiler alert for the mid-credit scene later. So we see that some spaceship lands right in front of them. They fall off the side of a cliff area. The car.
Sakaarian.
Well, we find that out later.
No, but you can tell by the way it looks. It's just like the Grand Master ship.
It was so quick, I didn't even catch it, to be honest with you.
But it's purple instead of orange.
Yeah, it's a different color, but it's identical to the Grand Master ship.
Oh, nice. And they fall.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. The car crashes. Jen, get away from me. I'm bleeding. And we see some blood get transferred. It's really a bad wreck. Bruce is bleeding. He bleeds, and it's horrible to say, but it kind of bleeds into Jen Walters, and they gamma analysis Anyway, so
I will say I appreciated this too, because we got a quick reason why she becomes She-Hulk.
Yeah.
I think in the comic she does have a car accident and she's gonna die unless she has a blood transfusion.
That's what I thought was gonna Bruce happen.
Gives her a blood transfusion. I like this was simplified and just straight to it.
And
so she, I appreciated that. Quick.
And she literally she get away from me. She hulks out as soon as she that blood transfers, and Bruce hulks out as well, and she wakes up. She goes to the Ideal sports bar. I like how cliche that was. I thought that was kind of funny.
Wakes up in the woods. I had questions here, though. So Bruce, I guess he hulked out and ran away.
Yeah, I could see that. But he's smart.
But he's smart. Why did he not go find her?
Or maybe he could. Did. But she hulked out, too. Maybe she, because she even said it was a blur when she first hulks out. So she could have ran away and he couldn't find her.
He did find her.
Well, that's
no. Later. I'm saying when she wakes up in the middle of the night in the woods where right. she went off to.
Right.
Like Bruce didn't go find her.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay. So she gets help from some strangers in a bathroom. She gets shoes and a phone, and whoever did this to you, honey, you know, it's actually really beautiful. Like they're very, a pretty good support system on the fly. I really like that a lot.
Emmy could probably speak to this more than me, but yeah. I watched it with Hannah today and she was like, these are how girls are in the bathroom at clubs. Mm-hmm. They're like gonna like,
I love
do
that.
You need anything? Do you help? Do you need mm-hmm. like, that's how they are.
Emmy, so, you're shaking your head.
Said they nailed it.
Emmy's shaking her head. Yes. I want to hear some more from Emmy. What do you think?
Yeah. And I feel like it's more common, at least that I've seen. And maybe it's just that I've been to more gay bars, but like in gay bars, it truly is just like, whatever. Hey, do you need a mint? Hey, do you have a tampon? Like, it's just like, and it's not all people, but are all
like a camaraderie.
Yeah, there truly is. And like, it's, and sometimes beautiful. You'll go in and there'll be a drunk girl sitting on the floor crying about her boyfriend. And like, you just have to like talk some sense into her and be like, he doesn't deserve you. Or, I mean, like, it's just,
I love that.
I don't, there is some camaraderie between women in a bathroom.
That's awesome.
I will say at a gay bar, it's a little different for men in the bathroom because I'm worried about if they're trying to look at my penis while I'm peeing because okay. there's no wall or partition between the urinals.
Well, you're probably like, also trying to look at penis. So let's
no, be I'm not. Here. I'm not. I respect boundaries, Emmy. Believe it or not.
You just also, you just talked about taking it in the ass earlier in this same episode.
No, I was. It was a reference other people's to y'all boundaries. Pain in the ass.
Okay. Well, my boundaries. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk
later. Yeah. You think that way. See, your boundaries aren't well. Mine are. Mm-hmm.
I love how you can turn that around. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I'm not a manipulator.
Not at all.
Also, at the gay bar here, there is no partition between the urinals. So there's no little wall. Also, the one toilet in the bathroom doesn't have a door on it.
So if you've got to do a duty...
You
everybody
are
can wide. See you do your duty.
Do yep. you it's, usually have a door when you take a shit?
Like to, yeah. Prefer no, it.
That's kind of weird. Everywhere I've ever taken a shit, there's been no door. Ever.
Weird.
I
weird.
Know.
Your home included.
My home included. I take the hinges off and I literally like, no.
You're gonna, maybe you and Renee are into that.
That's if fine. You're gonna
take Renee, a, don't come in here.
If you're taking a shit, you better be willing to be out and about. So, yeah.
You like your scent to permeate the house.
I think it smells nice. That's why
everyone likes their own
flavor.
That's why,
I eat mint with every meal.
You eat men with every meal?
Mint. There was a T at the end of that.
Oh.
Yeah. I think you chose not to hear that. But yeah, anyway. Emmy.
Okay. And this might be revealing too much of myself, but I do have dreams every
please
once in a while.
Don't show your vagina again, Emmy, on screen.
No, my psyche, not my actual body.
God, Glenn.
Not again, man. Not again.
That was a rough
night. You didn't appreciate it.
Oh. Green Gina.
Oh, my God. No, I have, like, I would say reoccurring just because they happen every couple months or so. I have dreams that I'm in either a really disgusting, dirty bathroom and like I have to go, or I am in a bathroom where like the door is way too high so everybody can see me while I go to the bathroom. Does that happen? Or like it's like a really confusing bathroom and like I walk in and it's like a locker nope. room and then like nope. I'm like looking for nope. the bathroom, but it's nope. a maze.
Clinton and I do not have those dreams if that's what you're asking.
I don't like piss or shit the bed or anything.
America's weird too. And I hope some of our listeners that aren't in America can speak to this, but I've heard that we are the only, like, our bathrooms are, they have the spaces all through them, right? So there's the cracks with the doors, and then there's a lot of space above and below the door.
Right.
Is that not, that's not the case in other countries, from what I hear. You have a private, fully private bathroom.
Well, good. And I'm glad I can show my kneecaps while I'm taking a ship. I'm really happy about that.
I get subconscious about it. I'm like, if I have some fancy underwear on, I'm like, if I'm making, so you're in the urinal, right?
Oh my God, and we got to move on.
No, we don't. We don't. I have some really cool underwear, and a lot of them have designs and colors on them.
And put it on the bingo board.
I'm afraid that if someone sees them under the urinal, so I try to pull my shorts up higher. They'll know it's me if I fart too loud or something. You know what I mean? Like that embarrassing, like you're in public, you're in the bathroom, and you can't just let it rip because it's embarrassing.
You have to send a squeaker out at best.
You have to like cough or wait till no one's in there. And then I'm like, oh, they're going to know it's me because I have cool underwear. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The teacher bathrooms at school are all, they're all single stall, but they're in the hallway. And so every time I go into one, I can hear everything outside. And so I'm like, they can hear me. They hear everything.
Ripping ass. Yeah. All right. We're going to move on. Speaking of ripping ass, I don't know how we got there and stayed there, but she
bathroom scene.
Okay. Anyway, she walks out and she's standing there. She's being harassed. People, they're just, hey, what are you doing here? You got blah, blah, blah. They're saying shitty things. I don't even think I typed it out. I didn't want to, but she ends up hulking out and Hulk spears her from the side and she wakes up with a Led Zeppelin shirt. And Hulk, Bruce Banner kind of takes her away from that situation, even though she was probably about to kill some guys is what was about to happen.
Why didn't he spear the guys?
Because he was trying to get her under control.
I think he knew the power.
Do what she needed to do.
I think he knew the power she held over the power they held. And that's why, let me stop the biggest power here. I think it was a smart decision.
We don't see the first transition. We see it in the reflection in the car. And I thought that was possibly a nod back to the first Edward Norton Hulk film, because we don't see that first transition either. But we do get a transition, like you said, very soon after. Did anybody else think of Liv Tyler when she said Bruce when she was getting
him
out of the car?
I did, and I hated that I did. I was like, oh, yeah. She's like, Bruce. I was like, oh, fuck.
I try not to think of Liv Tyler.
All right, well.
I mean, she's fine as hell.
Is she, though? She looks like her breath stinks. I'm pretty sure I said that.
Oh, my God, you asshole. Anyway.
No, there's some people, they look like their breath stinks.
Okay.
Am I alone?
Yes, you are.
I had a kid the other day tell another kid. I'm back in school. I've got kid stories.
Oh, my God.
He told another kid, he was like, listen, I'm not trying to be rude, but your breath is hot.
Why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy? So
you meant it in a bad way. Well, that.
We have to go on.
I know. Sometimes. Did you guys get the QR code?
No.
It was on a ladies' night poster bar.
I did not.
Outside of the restroom or the bathroom. The restroom. Yeah. It's a QR code to the Savage She-Hulk comic. On the bathroom wall, it says the stupid, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie, wipe the CD. There's one that says, wipe your butt. There's one that says, don't stop, get it. And then there's one that has the Miss Marvel logo. And then it says, is mama. So I think she's a little young to be mama, but yeah.
Okay. I hope that's a new thing with the QR code that they're actually doing with a lot of comics, because we saw that with Moon Knight and now we're seeing with this. I hope
we saw it in Miss Marvel too.
Yeah. So I kind of love that they're like, here's a free comic book.
When I got on it, it said like, stay tuned for more. So like, I think it is going to be maybe not every episode, but most of them,
not even every episode, but every series, you know, I like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The just being friendly guys, I'm I have to speak about that because like, what are you mad? We're just being friendly. Like, boundaries. If you're making someone uncomfortable, fucking back off. I don't care if you're trying to be friendly. Obviously something that you're doing is making them uncomfortable, and like, learn, just learn. to read people a little bit better, because that, oh God, this whole scene made me nauseous, because it happens. Like, oh, what? Oh, we're just trying to be friendly. Where are you with somebody? Like, who cares? You don't have to ask that.
They just keep going too. She's like, I think my boyfriend's almost here. And she walks off.
They're like, what's wrong, her. Honey? What are you doing? Yeah. Where are you going? Like, no,
he's calling her honey.
Yeah.
Did they call her honey?
Yeah. They may have not called her. It's just the vibe I got while watching it. And honestly, it's horrible. It is very inappropriate. And they're not thinking, they're literally like, what are you bothered about? What's your problem? You know, and it's literally gaslighting. It's gaslighting.
It's not a her problem, it's a you problem.
Yes, yeah. I 100% agree. 100% agree. It's not good. It's not okay. So we see, you know, obviously Bruce tackles her, and we see Smart Hulk, and they're at a beach house lab. Talks about Tony building it for him, and we see the Sakaaran Class 8 courier craft was the one that took him out. And look, I'm sorry, my blood got into your system, and you got a lethal dose of gamma radiation. Her losing her shit over here. She's like, that's not where you pause, Bruce. You know, where over the lethal dose. She thought she was going to die. And he talks about synthesizing the gamma radiation. My arm is healed, and I'm able to be myself again. And, you know, talks about the Smart Hulk, and she talks about implied endorsement and don't lawyer me. I thought that was hilarious. And I don't want to be a Hulk. I'm not going back to what you were before. And she talks about she needs, and she's really coming to terms that her life's never going to be the same again. There's this huge kind of breakthrough moment where, and it's not going to be the same. But maybe that can be for good too. But she doesn't know that at this point. God, I'd be the exact same way. Anyway, I need, you can tell she's almost about to have kind of an emotional breakdown, and she gets pancakes. And
that's what I need too.
Yeah. And Hulk talks about avoiding stressful situations, staying away from people, and you can't go back to your job. You got to stay here till you figure out how to control your Hulk self. And it's basically Hulk saying, hey, life's not the same as you know it, that it's never going to be the same. And let's try to control, you know, I have a whole binder start to finish of my entire journey and what I went through to kind of be where I'm at today. And he's trying to basically apply the same, and he's basically looking out for her, but really
he has good intentions.
He has great intentions, but Jen Walters also is her own person. And so it's really a cool dynamic here to see those parallels, because with good intentions is fine, but obviously with Jen Walters, she kind of up, we'll talk about it, but how she one ups Hulk quite a few times in these.
So we got some explanation here too, as to where, because a lot of people were frustrated with Endgame that he just was Smart Hulk with no story. And we get that story here of where he was at and learning to fuse those two sides of himself.
Right.
And we get explanation as to why he don't have to wear a sling anymore and he can be normal Hulk again. So her blood basically fixed him, which is
her blood. Oh yeah.
It did.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Which shows how strong her DNA and bloodline is compared to her, compared to Bruce's, which is why she's probably better at everything she's doing strength wise.
Right.
So I like that it gave us answer. It's another one of those things we've talked about where new stuff explains stuff that wasn't so good in the past that people didn't like. It's not a retcon, but they fix some of the gripes of older stuff.
I took it not as her genetics were different and that's why she's better at some of the stuff that Hulk is trying to teach her. I took it as she's a female and therefore has to control her emotions. Otherwise, like she says later, is labeled as emotional or...
She can control it better being the Hulk and she don't turn into a rage monster. That's how I took that.
Yeah.
I'm talking
about, the healing of the arm, right?
Yeah, I was talking about the healing
of
the arm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but I think both are right.
Thank you. I'm always right. I like that she's wearing a Zeppelin t-shirt because I think it's a callback to Ragnarok.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Immigrant Song. Great. Yeah. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Amy thinks everything's a callback this episode.
Okay, I do.
But
and listen,
it can be.
I paused this episode again, like I was watching WandaVision. I always get so excited the first episode of a new Marvel show and I go overboard, and that's okay. Did you guys hear the Avengers music whenever she was looking at the helmet?
I did
it's
not.
It's kind of how they've been doing the little like music nods. Either. Oh my gosh.
But I love that. I'm going to go back and check that out. I like that.
When she's checking out the helmet, which I'm pretty sure must have been one of the Yeah spots from Age of Ultron.
Yeah, it's a Sentry. It's definitely a Sentry.
Yeah.
From Ultron. Okay. That's what I
thought. I was like, what? Did Pepper die? Because it was not red.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like that gray color, but then. It was,
I immediately saw that and I wrote in my notes Ultron Sentry. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a trophy.
I do have a massive question. When she wakes up in Mexico, why is there green paint on her shirt?
I didn't know there was green paint on her shirt.
I didn't know there was green paint.
Green spots on her shirt. Like when she hulks out, she also like expels.
Well, didn't
green. We? Does the Hulk bleed green?
Well, we saw in the Incredible Hulk movie when they look at blood tests, it turns green. Like, remember when he does that drop of blood? So there
could be. Oh, because there's blood too. Yeah, okay. Thank you. I'm glad I asked that question.
Anytime, my friend.
We haven't seen him put her in the
box yet
with the blades.
No, okay. We're about to. So he talks about, you know, wanting to put her under stressful situations. Anger and fear are the triggers. And I love her response. That's basically the baseline of any woman existing. And, you know, and I don't mean that to be funny or sexist. I mean that more of a, that's a real, those are two real emotions that they feel a lot. And I don't know that, I guess, but I just enjoyed that line. And she ends up screaming. There's all these buzzsaws going off and she's like, what's about to happen? Have you figured this out? And he's like, yeah, no, you're fucked essentially.
And she's going to kill me. I love her response to everything with him. And she isn't taking it on like a student. She's not like, oh, everything you say is gospel.
No, it's she
like,
questions
she's
everything.
Her own person.
Yeah. Oh, it's
and
awesome.
She questions everything and she has sarcasm and it shows her wit and smartness too.
And she ends up screaming, hulking out. She rips the door off. Easy, Jen, you're still Jen right now. And she goes, yeah. And you're conscious? You don't have an alter ego? And she's like, yeah, why, what? And he goes, I think I'm jealous. You don't have another guy to wrestle with for 10 years? And literally, Hulk says, bruh. He goes, That was a little cringe. But I love, like, he's like, you know, what do you mean another guy? What did you have to do to calm down? And he's like, well, usually a lullaby by Natasha, get hit by a robot or fall out of a jet. That's how he turned back to Banner. And I love that it was like, you know, she talks about, I don't know. I just love that we see she's already able to do something the Hulk was not able to do for a very long time. She's able to have Jen Walters and She-Hulk coexist. I would argue she's Jen Walters the whole time. I wouldn't even call her She-Hulk, as weird as that sounds. She turns green. Yeah, and she's a little bigger, but she's still Jen Walters the whole time. And I really like that. That was really, really cool. And yeah, she even talks about the first time it was kind of hard. It was a little hazy. It was a little weird. But she's like second, third. You know, she's already learned to harness it in none of the time it took Bruce. That's a really cool character development that I was not ready for to get to this quick.
It was a nitpick for me.
Really? You didn't like it?
That she got it that quick?
It was annoying because they show, for me, it was just not annoying, but it was just like the first two times we see her, she's growling and like, I don't remember anything. And then all of a sudden when she's put to a test and she's fine. It didn't seem like there was enough time of transition for her to just, I get it could be quicker and that's fine, but it just felt like, oh, we're testing this convenient now. Now you... And in the most stressful situation she's ever been in, when she's got blades coming for her, and now she can control it more than ever.
But she's also in a controlled environment. I know the blades are coming for her, but she's also with her cousin at the same time, Bruce. So I don't know. I wouldn't say it's the most stressful situation.
I think it is.
I don't know. I feel like it's all subjective. I don't know if we know.
I just felt like it was easy. It was an easy way to go to be like, okay, now... I would have been fine if it was drawn out more in the episode and then she realized it in this episode. That would still been fine with me. It just felt like they tried to divert us first with it. Like for the sake of diverting, like she's not conscious of it.
I would say that I would rather her have started out always have been being Jen Walker or Walters.
Walters.
Whatever.
Walker, Texas.
That's Hulk. John Walker's cousin.
Shit.
Walker, Texas Hulker.
But anyway, I would have rather that. But I do think that whenever she bursts through the door, she is kind of seeing red. And then once she gets out of the dangerous situation is when she can kind of calm down and be like, oh, I'm still me. I'm still here. But she does have that initial, because she throws the door.
Yeah.
And that's $1 million worth growls. Of damage. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great observation. Yeah.
The fact that her cousin is trying to talk to her like she's a stray horse.
And she even says that. Why are you talking to me like
experience?
I think that kind of snaps her out of it. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing over here?
Amy, I like that explanation a lot. Actually, that makes a lot of sense. That's a good point. Really, really.
All right. Good.
We see.
I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
I really like that she called him out too. What do you normally use this chamber for, you psychopath?
Yes.
I really enjoyed that line. And I cannot skip over that they referenced Bing Bong. Bing Bong and Inside Out are canon in the MCU. And that, to me, it makes me a little bit sad because, oh my God, that movie. But
I've still never seen it.
Oh my God. Oh, good old Bing Bong.
It's good. It's good. Check it out.
Take her to the moon for me.
So we see, like, he's basically, now they're trying to do yoga and try to, like, breathe and meditate and presence acceptance. I love it. Like, so your butt has to be as tight as possible. Okay. Like, she's so.
Holding your fart.
She's a smart ass.
Namaste all day.
I love this part. This was probably my favorite banter between them two. She's like, yeah. It's great. This is just well-earned dialogue. I mean, I don't know. Every line that Jen Walters hits is perfect for me. Like, there's not, No, everything was hitting on all cylinders during this whole scene. Yeah, exactly. So still in control, a normal amount of rage we hear, and who's your best friend?
That's Nikki. The air horn.
Yes. Oh, sorry. The air horn. Are you still in control? You know, you have a normal amount of rage, and we see that. What's your best friend? Nikki. No, spandex. Spandex is your best friend. We talked about that a little bit. Boulder tossing, and I love when they boulder toss, and she's like, "Man, it's fucking funny. It's so fucking funny. It is great.
Oh. She's kind of making fun of the pissing contest that Hulk is making this out to be.
It is.
I know she's feeding into it a little bit because she does throw her boulder a little bit farther and then he fucking ejects it through the atmosphere. But when she's like, "Ramen!" I love it so much.
It is good.
And then he pushes her off of a cliff.
And she flips him a bird.
Flips him off.
Which
dick move? I can't believe
they let this be in this.
It was so good.
Because it implies fuck you.
Yes. Yeah. And it's good, though.
It's good, but I'm saying for Disney Plus, I can't believe they let that be in there.
Yeah, you're right.
I loved it.
Yeah, I did. I see what you're saying. I guess I'm talking like I'm glad they did because it was.
Yeah, I'm perfect. Not saying it as a negative.
Right.
Thing.
I'm
glad they did it. Yeah.
It's just, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you for leaving it in, Marvel. I loved it.
I gotta pour some out for the homies because the last green lady to fall off a cliff
didn't make it.
Oh man, so yeah, she was a
and white lady.
Gamora on the flora is what she was. Just all.
Oh no!
Oh, we got a new one.
Sorry, Natty Splatty and Gamora on the flora.
Not good. So I love that we see also, great thing. There are some upsides to being a Hulk. You can metabolize alcohol. You can drink so much and not get drunk, but you get all the buzz and no barf. And
but you can still get a hangover?
Yeah.
That didn't make sense. Well,
I know. I know. Because that's, to me, that's the biggest thing.
That's like, what you're insinuating, in my opinion.
I would drink all that and be pissed if I had a hangover the next day, if you don't.
Yes. I wouldn't do it. So there's no benefit to it because you still are going to have a hangover.
Barfing is a big benefit because I have had moments where... Not good. Not good.
But isn't part of the hangover the sugar? Because I did see
dehydration mainly.
Dehydration.
Mainly dehydration, but right. Also, well,
which sugar is part of that? Salt, sugar. There's a lot of minerals your body's depleted of. We're drinking
one of the bottles I saw was Malibu, like rum, and that stuff is just straight up sugar. I think
Tito's.
I thought I saw a lot of different bottles, and I thought I peeped.
There was a lot of different bottles.
You're both right,
honestly. On the floor. Yeah. But I looked over at Hannah during this scene. I was like, "This is if me and you were superheroes."
I love
that's the thing I get excited about. Oh, we can just fucking drink.
Sorry, do I need to go? Do I need to go save somebody? Here come on, I'll go stay. Oh, I forgot how to fly. Oops to do. Did I crash through your grandma?
So they have a
grandma got run over by a superhero.
I'd be like, is your you're green now? Is your vagina green too?
Do you have a green dick? Yeah.
Before I save you, I need you to show me your pee-pee.
I need to know if it's a cucumber because the Discord goes wild for cucumber chats. So we see there's a beautiful little moment, kind of really small, where Bruce is talking about Tony and Bruce building the bar together. And it was a good time during a hard time. And that line was really... I'll be honest with you. I'm having some hard times right now, and I will be very blunt. It has been very difficult the last 3 weeks, but times with Renee, times with my dogs, and times on this podcast are good times during hard times. And that is, it's a very beautiful line, and I've never heard it said that way, but it's so gorgeous.
Oh, same. That makes me feel bad. Oh, no.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna make a joke.
That Amy's gonna make a dick joke
for making a joke.
Amy's gonna make a dick joke because it's hard.
I have old roommates, who I've talked about, Gina and Amanda and stuff. And when us three were roommates, it was a very, very hard time in a lot of our, like, all of our lives. But when I think back to those memories of us living together, they're always happy memories of things that happened in that house. But we were. During those hard times, it's such a simple, like you said, I've never heard it said that way. And it's such a simple way to say it, but I've never had words to like portray how that time was for me. And in the moment it was hell, but all the things I think back to are good times with those people. So it was good times during the hard times. And yeah, I loved the simplicity of this line. It just, I think, resonates with a lot of people.
Well said.
Amy, dick joke.
Here we go.
No, I was going to say, that's what I call sex.
Good time during a hard time. Hell yeah. Only here on the Avengers.
I think I was more emotional about how Bruce is like, he's dealing with Tony's death still. And he says the thing like, oh, he always used to joke that he was going to come back and take the lab.
Yeah,
he like kind of pauses for a second because that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
because
he's dead.
Oh my gosh!
And he talks about the initials
in the bar.
Talks about complaining about Steve.
I built this with my bare hands, and Tony mostly drank and complained about Steve.
Yes,
I just loved the emotion that Hulk was showing here.
Oh yeah,
and just like kind of the memories, and I think that something that sometimes Marvel lacks a little bit. Was shown here with the, like, when I have friends or like my work, obviously I talk about my students all the time.
That
is my job. And I talk about my friends all the time. And sometimes it's like, are you guys really part of a bigger like universe? Because you don't talk about each other unless if you're in a movie together.
Right.
And so the fact that he's kind of remembering the memories and like, kind of, I don't know, letting their legacy live on through him. I really enjoyed that. Like, it's sweet.
Very well said. And we talk about, he talks about having to control her anger, and she goes, controlling my anger. I do that every single day. When I'm catcalled in the street, incompetent men explain my own area of expertise. I do it pretty much every day. If I don't, I'll be called emotional, difficult, or, hey, even murdered. I do it infinitely more than you. And Amy, I'm just going to let the floor be yours, my friend.
Thank you. I know that you knew I had a soapbox, and here is my soapbox. She's making a great fucking point. If you are a strong woman, you get called a bitch. Honestly, thank you. It's a compliment. And if you are out here shouting about the MCU, you're part of the fucking problem. If this makes you uncomfortable or makes you feel emasculated, that's a you problem, honey. Like, that is all on you, and you need to look inside your ass.
Yeah. Open that brown eye. Open that brown eye and take a peek inside.
Oh my God, I'm so serious about this subject.
You were so, and then you said, I'm sorry, I had to jump on that. That was good. That was good. I'm sorry. No, go for it. Look inside your ass. That's what you need to do.
God. I'm sorry.
Because we're coming to fuck you.
I'm so sorry. Because it is really serious and I feel very strongly about this.
Yes, please.
You need to look inward and ask yourself, why do you feel emasculated? Why do you feel uncomfortable with letting women be equal? With having, like, why is it making you uncomfortable that there are female superheroes? Because that is a you problem, 100%. Not a female problem. And I won't say I enjoyed, but I liked that this whole thing kind of started with him trying to make a decision for her. Bruce was trying to say, you're a superhero now. And she was like, the fuck I am.
I'm a lawyer.
I have a career.
Yeah.
I did this. This is the way that I chose to help people. You can't make that decision for me. Mm-hmm. And so that is my soapbox. I'm sorry that I said that you should look inside of your ass, but maybe you should. Mm. But honestly, like, do some, if you're one of those assholes out there screaming that.
Do some soul searching. That's what you need to do.
You need to look. Maybe your soul is in your ass.
Bruce's intention was good.
It is. That's fine. That's totally fine. But it's not his life. It's not his life. He can't make those decisions.
I agree. But it wasn't like he was trying to come at her negatively.
And we talked about that earlier, too, about how the good intentions are still not maybe the right decisions, but they are still with, I don't know.
They're rooted in love.
Yes, that's very well said. Yes.
But even with love, you still need to listen to the decisions of the people that you love.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
And if they are saying, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do, let them do it.
And she says, the idea of being a superhero is not appealing. I don't want to be a part of a secret government contractor squad. I mean, boom, holy shit. And
mic drop.
Yeah. So we skip ahead.
He's smart though.
Gosh. And so we see
Instagram.
We see that he claps his hand. We skip ahead and he's clapping his hands. Similar to what we saw in The Incredible Hulk. First time we've seen that move since The Incredible Hulk, which is really cool. I love these Edward Norton callbacks. And so we see she starts clapping and everything, and she claps over and over. And obviously, you know, Hulk's bothered by it. He starts covering his ears. It almost reminded me also of The Incredible Hulk when the sound waves were going, and he was like, oh, what the shit is this? So a couple of callbacks here. And
this show did a lot for Hulk.
Oh, I agree.
This episode did a lot for him in his past story with like tying up loose ends.
Yep.
Questions answered.
Yep.
And then some callbacks. I appreciated it. Even if it is the only one we get of him, I appreciated
it filled in a lot of our gaps, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of it's like they was this planned or did they listen to us?
Both.
Not us.
I'm going to say both.
Us allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Kevin Feige. Hey,
I think Kevin got our email.
Yeah, finally, Kevin. No, he emailed us, allegedly.
Kevin's a girl.
So,
oh, sorry. No, it's more like Kevin's a girl.
Kevin's a girl? Question mark. She wants to go back to her life as a lawyer. I respect that. He literally goes, "You want to go back to your life as a lawyer? I respect that." And I love she did the Jim Halpert. She looks right at the camera too, and she goes, "He doesn't mean that." Like, it was so fourth wall breaking, but the look as well that she gives is Jim all the day,
and the way they swing their heads back, like she looks back and he looks over, and she looks back.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's so good. It's so good. And then so Hulk offers, call me anytime. So we skip ahead to now my family knows, Nikki knows, and you know, I never have to be a Hulk. Bruce was wrong. Now I'm going to win this case. Lawyer show. Exactly what Clint
thought.
We see in the middle of this court case as well, someone just burst through the courtroom. Who the shit is this? I don't know who.
Titania.
I did not know this. Okay.
My brain is going to fuck this up because She-Hulk Tatiana. Is played by Tatiana.
Yep, Titania.
And this is Titania. And I think everything that I saw with Jamila.
And her name is Jamil.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm the same
way. Everything that I saw that said Titania, I was reading as Tatiana.
Yep.
And I think I fucked that up in an episode, possibly a couple times.
All right, stay tuned.
And I'll probably continue to fuck it up because
this felt This felt weird to me. This scene felt weird to me.
Like, why? Why? What's the motive here?
Yeah, what's the motive? And Titania. just out of nowhere, she's finally, like, we see her and we've been explained that Nikki knows, her family knows. So I guess the public doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. No.
So I think that's why they did this scene. Because mm-hmm.
It reminded me of almost the I Am Iron Man part. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're in the know, but now everyone's in the know, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I guess it was so abrupt from Titania. We don't know the intention yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kick looked so 1980s action movie where they are trying to be cool, but you.
I kind of like,
you know, that kick I'm talking about.
I know
about,
what kick you're talking about, but I liked it. I did like it. But I love that she changes into, this is also Nikki encouraging her. Hey, you gonna do something? What are you gonna do? And she changes into the Hulk. I just have into the Hulk. Hell, she's a Hulk. And I love that she just, you know, takes out Titania. I almost did it. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. We just talked about it, and I'm not even trying to be funny. She takes out Titania, and I love at the end after she puts her shoes, excuse me, she puts her shoes back on, and she goes, "I'm ready to give my closing argument now." And the credits run, and I was like, okay, badass. Just a badass. I mean, she just turned it to, I mean, like, and the ripped suit while she, I loved it. I really did. I enjoyed this a lot. And I'm like, oh, I want to see more courtroom, Jen. I really want to see more of that. I couldn't believe when the credits rolled here. I was genuinely like, fuck. I don't know. It was good. It was great. It was a great show.
I had to take a potty break because I had to pee really bad. But you were talking about the Iron Man one, like, mm-hmm. the I Am Iron Man.
Yeah, kind of. This was her moment, I felt like.
I do kind of feel like it's just a little bit different because he 100% chose to do that. And she, while she still chose to do that, was kind of forced. Like, what was she going to mm-hmm. stand by while yeah. people died?
But it's funny because, where she's kind of against superheroes at the beginning, she realized the responsibility she has now, which mm-hmm. is kind of part of what Bruce was telling her. So
and that it comes full circle to what she was saying in the beginning with the, like,
they have a responsibility.
What responsibility do these people with power have?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's good storytelling. This is good.
It is, man.
Good writing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we get to the mid-credits scene.
No, I had to take a potty break, so I didn't get to all my notes. All
right, many notes did you have in that little 2-minute thing we talked about?
Oh, 17. Oh. All right, ready. Number one, I like that she says, it's not wrong that I want to help in my own way, because she is still helping. As a lawyer, she is still a helpful person. But I do think in this scene, she realizes I can help more than just being a lawyer. I can also help in the superpowered way.
Right.
I liked that Hulk and She-Hulk, He-Hulk and She-Hulk made up.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
Because that was...
And he forced her to fix his bar. That would be us. It would be like,
you're going to fix
out of everything.
Microwave.
I can't believe you destroyed my bar. You're going to stay here and help me put this shit back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was so... When he says, like, oh, my bar, like, you can tell that there's some emotion behind it.
Because
like, it's like...
It's the memories of him and Tony.
Bar.
Yeah, it's the memories of him and Tony, 100%.
Yeah. But they did make up the fourth wall breaking. Absolutely love, girl. Titania's entrance. Look, I need those boots. Damn. Were they boots or pants?
I have no idea. I didn't look.
Pants. Boots. Boots.
Boots. I'm sorry, Whitney.
Oh, boots. I love it.
Yeah, her entrance look was fabulous.
Mm-hmm. I need to know more, and maybe I'm annoyed by it, but I'm sure they're going to answer it. I think I'm annoyed that it was a cliffhanger, like, out of nowhere. Why is she attacking her? How does she know if she's the Hulk? Like, or maybe she doesn't.
She didn't, because she was like, "Who are you?" And then She Hulk says, "I'm Jen Walters, attorney at law." Like, she doesn't know who She Hulk is at all.
So, what's her intention in breaking into this case?
It was probably to get Doofus, whatever the person who had power and was trying not to take responsibility, to get him off, not sexually.
Oh, I was about
off
to say.
Of legally.
Ah,
I'm excited for Jimmy
Jameela Jamil.
Jameel. I'm excited for her in this. I love her in The Good Place.
Yeah. Have you read her Wikipedia page yet?
Mm-mm.
Oh, y'all need to. I'm telling you, it's wild.
All right.
She's hit by a car.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Bruce Banner was hit by a car in this episode, too.
Oh, a Jeep.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, what?
That did happen.
I loved that the credits are courtroom drawings.
I love the artwork. The artwork was so good.
And we got the Eve throwback.
We did. We sure did.
And the song.
I love that we go to this mid-credit scene. This is my favorite mid-credit scene of all of Disney.
Yeah, Plus. It's probably.
I'm so thrilled with this. So she's like, Steve did so much. She's drunk at the bar. And she's like, Steve did so much for his country, and he never got... Yeah, that ass did not deserve to die a virgin. And like, Bruce Banner goes, Steve Rogers is not a virgin. In 1943 on the USO tour, And like, I love it. She goes, yes, I knew it. And you're like, wait, you're not drunk? And she goes, Captain America, fuck! And just it goes off. Oh my god, the way she says it, and so proudly with fists in the air, just fucking wonderful. Captain America, fuck. That needs to be on every bumper sticker in America. That is the greatest fucking thing. And I swear to you, I was like, how do you not love Jen Walters after this? How do you not fucking love this character? This is great. This is fucking wonderful, and I'm so here for this character already.
I want to know what Chris Evans' reaction was to this.
Three laughing emojis, because they didn't tell him before this aired.
He's reacted to
it on Twitter. I love it.
Three laughing emojis, and then the lip zipped emoji.
Nice.
Yes, yeah,
I didn't know he did that.
Of course, Chris Evans. Oh, he's great. I'm going to retweet that right now. That is fucking wonderful. It's great. Yes.
First of all, the line that ass did not deserve to die a virgin. I mean, this is one of the greatest post-credit scenes I think that we've gotten. Is it consequential? Absolutely not. But is it consequential? 100%.
Hell yeah, it is.
I don't think that was Peggy.
No, it wasn't. No, it was a USO show. Of course not.
So he out here in these streets.
It's probably one of the flapper girls.
You know what? That makes
sense. No. It was Star-Lord's mama is who it was when she asks for an autograph. I guarantee that look. Oh, you don't tell me there was not a fucking.
Are you saying Captain America is Star-Lord's dad?
No, I'm saying Captain America is Star-Lord's granddad is what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying 1943, he was like, hey, Star-Lord's grandma, let's have some moments together.
It makes me look at him as more of a rectangle and less of a square now that I know that he had premarital sex and kind of had a hoe face.
It don't change it for me.
I love it. God, I love it so
much. Do you know that the kids are saying, like, instead of something, okay, well, you guys probably don't even know about, like, oh yeah, that's slaps, or like, oh, that's bussin'.
Yeah,
we've talked about bussing before. I think maybe we've talked about slapping.
You said on God.
On God, no cap. Yeah.
No, you said bussing on God.
Bussing on God, no cap.
That's weird.
Okay. I said on God, no cap to one of my kids today, and she goes, oh, you just put that on God? I love to be embarrassing to my kids.
Yeah.
And
to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do great.
I just embarrass myself.
Yes.
But no, they say now, like, if something's like really bussin', like, oh yeah, that bucks. Like Renaissance, yeah, that album fucks. So that's all I hear when I hear Captain America fucks. It's like Captain America is like tits. Like, he's awesome. Oh yeah, Captain America fucks.
It's like, it's literally just how extreme we could go, and we've hit to the finish line. We're like, he fucks now. Like, everyone just fucks. That's so fucking funny. Well, speaking of which, guys, before we get to our post-credits name that Emmy is going to drop, we're going to get to our listener, Keith. Keith dropped us a video, and we want to get to his quick thoughts. So here is Keith right now with his thoughts on She-Hulk Episode 1.
Right, I just got off work and you guys are probably already recording, so I'm going to try and record this all in one breath as quickly as possible. First of all, was the CGI perfect? Probably not, but was it a far cry better than the trailers? Hell yeah! I was amazed by some of the CGI they did. It looked and felt like a character that I am interested in watching more. Second of all, a first episode of any show where we haven't met this protagonist yet has a big fucking weight on its shoulders. And I'm sorry, but I love Jen now. I love Jennifer so much. That is the best first introduction to a brand new MCU character in a long time. That was so awesome.
I agree. Her
comedy is fantastic. I'm a huge fan. Cannot wait to see more. And thirdly, some people were worried about whether or not I'd like this show because of my kind of controversial opinions about Thor. But there's a big difference with this show. This show, right out of the gate, you can tell it knows what it is. It knows what it's trying to do, it knows the tone it's trying to set, and it knows its character and what it wants to do with it. And all of that feels very consistent. Consistent and self-actualized, and the director and writing duo are doing a great job. So,
yes.
Fingers crossed the other eight episodes are just as fun, because that was a fucking blast. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great night. I have not sent you guys a video in a long time. Missed doing it. And I hope Clinton enjoyed it. I really do. And fingers crossed he did.
Yes! Thanks, Keith!
Yay!
Thank you so much, Keith. Appreciate it, man. Yeah!
Thank you.
Great thoughts, man. It feels good when someone else kind of validates. Sometimes I'm like, we're in a silo, we're in a vacuum. Who else feels this way or who doesn't? Because we really don't know until we release the episode and we hear some feedback. But gosh, that's really great stuff. It's a good series.
I did, Keith. I enjoyed
it. I think he listened so far. He knows. You don't have to tell him.
Okay, I gotta go. Big Brother's on.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. All right, Emmy, credits names to get to. Who do we got?
All right. Do you guys want low to high or high to low?
Oh, I thought we were just doing one for me.
We're just doing one. So do you want the high one or the low one?
Let's do low. Let's start.
I was going to say low.
Let's build the anticipation. The next episode is going to be better than this one. So just remember that.
I think. Who knows?
Yeah, Emmy ranks them. So TBD, I guess. All right, what do you got, Emmy?
All right, unit production manager, Victor Ho.
All right. It's a ho for show.
That was the low one, and low rhymes with ho, so I feel like that's wonderful.
You keep reaching. Stop.
Just keep reach for the sky. All right, guys. So we are out of here. Thank you so much for joining us for our She-Hulk episode one review. Just a heads up, if you want to support the show, you really liked our podcast, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. $1 gets you a shout out. $3 gets you a shout out, access to our Discord and our Minecraft server, if you play Minecraft. $5 gets you a shout out, access to our Minecraft server, access to our Discord, and two bonus episodes a month, Avengers Advice, where you can submit, where we answer advice. We give you advice. It's a comedy podcast. We have a lot of fun. And you also get an exclusive movie review not found anywhere else. That's patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. And $10 tiers, you get all that stuff, plus unedited episodes. You get a watch party with us and ad-free. We are now ad-free on Patreon. So a little perk there. If you don't want to hear an ad in the middle of our podcast, you can get it ad-free at patreon.com. It's also the quickest way to support the show. It keeps the podcast going, supports us so we can continue creating awesome content for you all. Also, another way to support the show, give a five-star rating on your podcast platform of choice, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Guys, if you are on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we devote a lot of hours into the show every single week. 5 seconds of your time, just dropping a five-star review really does gets eyes and ears on this podcast of ours, and we greatly, greatly appreciate that support. That's how you can support us. Clinton, Emmy, She-Hulk is here. We have 8 more episodes to go. We got a full 2 months ahead of us, so I'm excited. After episode one, I think we're all a little bit more, we can take a deep breath. I think this is going to be a fun ride. So, Clinton, Emmy, any final words before we call it an evening?
Hold in your farts, namaste all day, and Cheetos and chopsticks is genius.
If you have a pair of poots, why don't you go ahead and pop those pair of poots into our Patreon?
And Peter Piper picked a pair of poots on a Patreon.
Yep.